In May, the State Public Service Commission opened a general investigation into West Virginia American Water's response to the January chemical spill at Freedom Industries. The water company was heavily scrutinized by the public for not shutting down their intake along the Elk River, located downstream of the spill. As part of the investigation, the water company was required to submit written testimony. Digital editor Dave Mistich has been looking at the document, and he joins me to break it all down. So, Dave, let's start with the PSC's investigation. What were they asking West Virginia American Water to provide them?
Well, they were looking for a handful of things, one being a chronological description of the actions that the company took, beginning when any employee there or its parent company became aware of the spill through March 31st. They were also looking for a chronological list of measurements of MCHM taken by the water company, and they wanted that all the way up to March 31st as well. One of the big things is they were looking for a narrative describing the process and factors that the company used to decide not to close the intake there at the treatment plant along the Elk River. A few other things that they were looking for is the involvement of other agencies involved in the response to the spill, as well as a description of alternatives for water treatment or alternative supplemental sources for finished water that were considered by the company.
So as you mentioned, one of the biggest criticisms the company faced was over their decision not to shut down that intake once they were aware of the spill. How'd they respond regarding the decision-making process?
Well, as we've heard before, the company said reserves were low that day on January 9th, and they were operating at full speed at the treatment plant. It's all very technical, but the company's engineers have made the decision to leave the water on because they say at that point it would have caused a full-on outage for the entire distribution system. In a recent interview with the Charleston Daily Mail, West Virginia American Water President Jeff McIntyre described a rather grim scenario if the intake had been shut down. It seemed almost apocalyptic in nature. He noted that the water wouldn't have been available to firefighters and people would have been forced to leave their homes. He basically, you know, insisted that breaking and entering would have become, you know, a huge possibility at this point. At that point, he said that shutting down the intake would have left the region without water for more than 30 days. So in this testimony to the PSC, McIntyre's tone was kind of different, although he did reiterate that he and his team have determined that shutting down the intake would have been catastrophic for the system. In the testimony, along with an attached statement that he had prepared for the U.S. Chemical Safety Board, McIntyre said it would have been a minimum of 45 days to get the water system operational again.
Was there anything else, anything new that sticks out in the testimony that listeners haven't heard from West Virginia American Water so far?
Well, one of the big things that I picked up on all this is how the company responded in regards to their communication with the public and how they went about it. As the people already know, the company set up a temporary hotline to address questions regarding the flushing process once that Do Not Use order was lifted. McIntyre also points out that West Virginia American Water's parent company also took calls in Illinois. They had flagged those calls as number one priority coming from West Virginia. And he says that the average wait time for customers trying to reach that call center was only 18 seconds. Another thing that I noticed was that social media was another method that the company had used. And as a person that operates in that world day in, day out, their reach expanded tremendously. Particularly through Facebook. McIntyre said in the days before the spill, the company was reaching an average of about 800 people. In the days after the spill on Facebook, they were reaching more than 62,000.
So quite a big jump there. What about testing? Is there anything mentioned in the document about that?
So as everyone realizes, West Virginia American Water was teaming with the National Guard to do testing. And West Virginia American Water, and in this testimony, points out that testing was conducted by at least 8 laboratories. 2,235 samples were taken from the water treatment plant there at West Virginia American Water, and 2,490 other test samples were collected throughout the entire distribution system. And those tests came about between January 9th and March 31st.
So let's talk about what happens next with the PSC and their investigation. Now that West Virginia American Water has submitted their testimony, what can we expect?
Sure. Well, just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, there was a deadline for interventions. Coming up next, August 20th at the close of the day, there's direct testimony of staff and interveners. Coming up in October, there's actually going to be a hearing. But before that hearing in October, both sides, the PSC as a commission and the water company as a company, as the company being investigated, both get an opportunity to provide rebuttals for the other side's testimony. But I also spoke with Susan Small, who's the communications director there at the Public Service Commission, and here's what she had to say.
The Public Service Commission is a quasi-judicial agency, and it's structured more like a court of law than your typical administrative agency, with the commissioners serving as the panel of judges. Then other parties in the case would perform the roles of, say, a prosecuting attorney, a plaintiff, the other parties that would appear in front of a court, each party presenting their case and having the opportunity to question the other parties about what their position is, ask for more information, debate whether or not something is accurate or inaccurate. All of that information is then taken by the commission in their deliberation process and determining the results of the final order.
So that's essentially how it goes with the Public Service Commission. It's worth noting, though, that the Department of Environmental Protection just last week held a public hearing on reclassifying the Kanawha River as a source for drinking water. A few things would have to happen to make that work. For one, the state legislature would have to approve it, as well as the EPA. And that's sort of an aside to all this, but that does that is part of the equation here to some degree.
That still affects West Virginia American Water customers.
Sure.
Dave Mistich, digital editor here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thanks.
Thank you.